Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the BQA Beef Educator of the Year, Ron Gill. Back with Ron in just a moment. Hey, cattlemen, would you like to capture an extra $24 a head from your stocker operation? You can with Synovex One Grass. Designed for use in both steers and heifers, it provides long-lasting weight gain for up to 200 days, helping you harvest more gain from your pastures. How much gain? In an Oklahoma trial, stockers implanted with Synovex One Grass outgained cattle implanted with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Implant with long-duration Synovex One Grass this spring and increase your profits by up to $24. For more information, visit growwithsynovex.com. Refer to label for use precautions and warnings. Warnings.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Our friend Dr. Ron Gill has been around the circuit a time or two educating cattle producers about how to handle cattle in a responsible way. He's the BQA Beef Educator of the Year here in 2018, and he acknowledges that he's actually been doing what he does with cattle producers even before a BQA program was really set up.
Yes, sir. We were doing BQA trainings before we actually had a BQA program for cow-calf and stocker guys, but the one at the feedlot level was developed in Texas and Nebraska, you know, back in the 80s, so it's been around a long time.
What are the things that you're really trying to get our producers, get their arms around successfully?
Well, just the whole process of raising cattle that we don't create blemishes in that also produce a high-quality product. And it's that simple. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes into that. But creating that immune system that protects an animal from getting sick so we don't have to treat them, that reduces the amount of antibiotics and makes us more judicious in our use of antibiotics, and all the things the customers are asking for all fall back to good adherence to BQA principles.
And Dr. Gill says education about injection sites, the key early on to BQA.
Absolutely. And users of our product started contacting the industry and say, what's up with this? And so that's how that got started. So that's why we still do the audits today, to kind of see what might be out there that we're missing so that we can start working on it before it gets to be an issue, because we don't want to go back to that and try to fix problems. We want to try to be a little more proactive. And the BQA program is a proactive approach.
I guess what word that we maybe didn't use early on, but that is real common today, is that sustainability word.
Right, and there's been some moves to connect sustainability and BQA together. I think they go together. I don't know necessarily the same thing. BQA is going to produce a operation that will be more sustainable, because you'll have more product to sell, lower loss and cost of that probably as well. So it does go together.
The program has obviously evolved. Now you've got online opportunities to study the BQA curriculum. But still, I would think that that local meeting that a producer can go to maybe is the best outcome.
Well, it gives you some interaction with other producers, and you can kind of see everybody's got the same issues. If you're sitting there at a computer screen, you may think you're the only one that has that concern or issue, or that doesn't apply to me. And so it is really good to have those. But what we're actually seeing is more people taking the online courses, and then they'll come to meetings for additional follow-up information. I think that's our next step in BQA, this kind of a continuing educational component to BQA to keep producers up to speed and not just rely on that certification process.
You know that at this particular meeting, you've had a variety of sessions where you're actually handling cattle and trying to show folks some tips. One of them is trying to make sure that the whole family kind of buys into some of these principles.
Absolutely, and the working environment around a family is always an interesting dynamic. And if the family's getting along, that transfers into the work on the cattle. It allows everything to kind of flow together, and you don't forget things. You don't skip things a lot of times when everybody's taking care of their part of that operation.
Yeah.
And everybody's willing to talk about what needs to be fixed and how to fix it. So the family dynamic is always a big deal, but we don't want to let it spill over into the handling of the stock because of that stress associated with it. Mm-hmm. And that's where we see a lot of issues. It's not the cattle work easy. Getting the people to change their behavior is a little tougher.
Right. I guess what at the end of the day we're really trying to lower the stress on both the cattle, but also on the people involved.
Absolutely. And had a lady ask me yesterday if this would fix her husband. I said no, it wouldn't fix him, but it might make him a little more bearable. So she said, well, I'll keep working on that.
Dr. Ron Gill, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. Also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request. Also go online to pollardfarms.com or msauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.